The five countries in the Melanesian Spearhead Group were scheduled to meet in Port Vila this week, with West Papua at the top of the agenda. Now the summit's been postponed for at least a month as Vanuatu, Fiji, Papua New Guinea, and the Kanak Liberation Front try to bridge a deep split. 2 years ago, several West Papuan groups formed the ULM as an umbrella organization to take their case to the world, beginning with their Melanesian brethren. Indonesia, which has ruled the western half of New Guinea since 1963, rejects any discussion of the issue as interference in its internal affairs. And in the context of Southwest Pacific Islands, Indonesia is an economic and military powerhouse. Last year, the MSG papered over its divisions by elevating Indonesia to associate membership while granting West Papua observer status at the same time. This year, Indonesia's been lobbying hard for full membership. And so have the West Papuans, who also want Indonesia voted out. Vanuatu and the Kanaks of New Caledonia back the West Papuans. Fiji and PNG support Indonesia. The Solomon Islands tends to support Indonesia, but popular support for Melanesian solidarity is strong and grows with every report of abuse by Indonesian authorities. Last month, an Indonesian human rights organization called Kontras reported that 1,200 West Papuan activists had been harassed, killed, or tortured last year. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.